USA News. I'm Jeremy Scott. President Biden is calling on Republicans to compromise to get debt ceiling talks moving again at the G7 summit in Hiroshima, Japan. Biden said he would not accept existing GOP proposals.
Much of what they've already proposed is simply, quite frankly, unacceptable.
Biden is scheduled to talk with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy by phone during his flight back to Washington, D.C. today. President Biden unveiled a new $375 million military aid package for Ukraine during his meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky at the G7 summit. The package includes ammunition, artillery, and military vehicles. American-made F-16 fighter jets are headed to Ukraine in the coming months as well. Biden also announced new sanctions on Russia. New York's governor issues a warning about the immigrant crisis in her state.
Governor Kathy Hochul says the immigrant crisis is desperate in New York. She's now suggesting temporarily housing migrants at college campuses all around the state this summer. While speaking in Rochester Friday night, Hochul said, "We're looking at all locations.
There's over 71,000 in the state of New York right now. The city has been working really hard to house them. They have over 150 places they're housing them now, shelters that have been set up, hotels, and more help is needed."
And they are continuing to arrive. In New York, I'm Karen Sloan.
Minnesota is set to become the 23rd state to legalize recreational marijuana after the state Senate gave final approval yesterday on legislation that would allow adults over 21 to carry up to 2 ounces of weed in public and possess 2 pounds at home. The bill now heads to the governor's desk. Your winner of the 148th Preakness Stakes is National Treasure. The final race in horse racing's Triple Crown, the Belmont Stakes, is set for June 10th. This is USA News.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
"Those stomach issues ruined your birthday.
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa."
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist and ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
We're hearing from the former Marine charged in the subway chokehold death of a homeless man in New York City.
Daniel Penny, who's facing second-degree manslaughter charges for putting Jordan Neely into a chokehold on a subway earlier this month, told the New York Post that racial backlash is, quote, comical. He said the incident had nothing to do with Neely's skin. Penny also said he believes footage showing what led up to the incident will prove he was in the right. The 24-year-old told the outlet his personality is that of a, quote, normal guy and, quote, not a white supremacist. In New York, I'm Jerry Barmash.
The writer's strike is entering its third week. Members of the Writers Guild of America have been picketing outside movie and television studios in Los Angeles, including Universal, Paramount, and the Disney and Warner Brothers lots. Union members have several objectives, including securing more job security and funding for writers. The latest installment in the Fast and Furious franchise is dominating at the weekend box office.
Fast X made $28 million during its debut and is expected to make up to $67 million domestically over the weekend. It'll likely knock Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 from the top spot, although Marvel's latest superhero film is still holding steady in theaters. The Super Mario Brothers movie is looking to add another $10 million over the weekend to add to its global total of over $1 billion. I'm Chris Caraggio.
I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool. Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.